Umar radiallahu anhu, they said very evil things about him. Like this guy, Ni'matullah al-Jazairi, in his book Al-Anwar al-Nu'maniyya, he said in volume 1, chapter 163, he said Umar was a person who used to be homosexual. And he has a disease and nothing will come him down except the sperm of the men when it enter from his يعني behind. أعوذ بالله. قال مصاب بداء لا يطفئه إلا ماء الرجال في دبره. And this book has introduction by Al-Khumeini. And Al-Ayashi in Tafsir, volume 1, 302. Al-Bahrani, Al-Burhan, volume 1, 416. Al-Nabati, Sirat al-Mustaqim, volume 3, 28. They have very evil talk, even you can't say it. They said Umar is khabith, evil. His mother is a prostitute, and also he said in page 30, same volume 3, that Uthman radiallahu an, they brought for him a woman, she committed adultery, and then he had fornication with her, then he killed her. And he said Uthman was a homosexual, and all this kind of talk, قال كان مخنثا ممن يلعب به نعمة الله الجزائري, said that in his book. As I told you, not only Umar and A'udhu Billah, the Sahaba, they believe all people, they are a son of, they are awladu baghaya. They come from adultery and fornications, except them. As said that clearly, Al-Madlisi in his book, Bihar al-Anwar, 24, يعني volume 24, page 311. طيب, inshallah. Now we will end the Shia. طيب. They have a dua, a supplication. They said that Ali used to do this supplication. They said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wal'an sanami Quraysh wajibtayhima wa taghutayhima wa ifkayhima wa ibnatayhima alladhayni khalafa amrak wa ankara wahyak wa jahada in'amak. They said that Ali used to say this supplication day and night, O Allah, put your salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Curse the two idols of Quraysh, he meant Abu Bakr and Umar, and jibtayhima wa taghutayhima wa ifkayhima, he meant Abu Bakr and Umar and their daughters. And they said, narrated this Taqiyuddin al-Amili in his book Al-Musbah, page 552. Anyway, as I told also once before, they have Eid. They call it Eid Baba Shuja'uddin. Baba Shuja'uddin is the one who killed Umar radiallahu anhu. And this name been given him by Al-Kushi fi kitabih Al-Kuna, Al-Qummi fi kitabih Al-Kuna wal-Asma' volume 1, page 147. يقولون فيروز لا شلة الكفان منك لقد قتلت غندرا قد هنيت بالظفر بقرت بطن عدو الله من نتجت منه البدائع بالصمامة الذكر تيم عتل زنيم الأصل ذا دنس بغي أم لئيم غير معتبر ظفرت بالكنز في قتل الغوي ومن آذى النبي وآذى بضعته الطهر ما العيد عيد ولكن يوم مقتله عيد به عادت الأرواح في الصور ما أسس الجور والعدوان غير أبي بكر ولا أسس من ظلم سوى عمر مثلاهما الجبت والطاغوت قد متنا جل البرية من باد ومن حضر وثالث القوم أبدى في الورى عجبا وصار بين البرايا أقبح السير إلى الله من فعل الثلاثة في الإسلام وجرى إلى يوم المعاد يرى أرجو من الله أن يبلغني أرى اللعينين رؤيا العين بالنظر ينبشان كما قال النبي لنا من بعد دفنهما في سائر الحفر ويشهران بلا شك ولا شبه على رؤوس الملأ من سائر البشر ويصلبان على جذعين من خشب ويحرقان بلا شيء بلا شك ولا نكر كتاب عقد الدرر في بقر بطن عمر صفحة 6. Poets, basically, he's so happy the day Umar was killed is such good occasion for all people. And he said, I'm waiting for that day when I will see Umar and Abu Bakr will be taken out from the graves and they will be hanging on trees and they will be executed and punished for what they said. They don't only, brother and sister, make takfir for the Sahaba. They said all the ulama, all the scholars, all of other nations are kuffar because they don't believe in the imams. They don't believe in imams. And they have so many narrations in that. And they announced, they said, like Muhammad al-Ridha al-Radawi, he said, Abu Hanifa, Shafi'i, Malik, Ibn Hanbal, all of them, they are kuffar. And everyone who doesn't believe in these 12 imam, basically he is kafir. You remember, in 1407 Hijri, what they did in Hajj in Mecca, and when they had this demonstration, when they're raising the flags and the picture of Khomeini, in 1409 Hijri, they put bombs, and they would try to put explosions around Mecca. And in 7th, in the Hijjah, a lot of Hijjah were killed by these explosions and bombs. Also, you remember what they did in Afghanistan, and they brought their pictures while they're raising the flags, and one written in the flags, Ya la tharat al-Hussein, Ya la tharat al-Hussein. يعني this is the time for revenge for al-Hussein in Afghanistan. Also, in Lebanon, what Amal did, the movement of Amal, what they did to the Muslims, the Palestinians, they killed them in Sabra and Shatila more than the Israelis, them and the Christians and the Syrians armies. They killed the Sunnah. One of the brothers told me personally, he was there in Lebanon in 1985, that's a long time ago. This, he said, I was with those people who've been captured in Sabra Shatila. And he said they put us in a camp and no water, nothing. And they used to tell us, you will die thirsty as you killed al-Hussein and while he was thirsty. And he said, one of the brothers of Sacramento told me, he told me, I have my own experience. They enter my house and they were shooting with their guns and they cursing Abu Bakr and Umar. And in that day only, they raped 25 women from the Sunni women, believing this is something halal, no doubt about it. Whenever they get a chance, it doesn't matter for them. Whatever you have from money, from your family, it can be a bounty of war for them if they could. This is the first principle. Second principle, which is not going to talk about it a lot. Second principle is Tawheed. What the concept of Tawheed in their beliefs? First of all, Tawheed for us means to worship Allah only. And you know, now this concept does not exist. They are the most deviant sects in this matter. They worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these imams and others. And their istighatha, their calling, their dua, their nadr, their hajj, their sujood is for the graves and for their imams. When it comes to Tawheed al-Rububiyya, we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who gives death and life. The only one who control the life, control the world. He's the only creations. They also don't believe that. They believe their imams has power, has capability of giving death, life, controlling all over the world. They call, if they've been called, they will hear whoever called them, and they will help them. And also, we have that we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Tawheed has the complete names and attributes. Shia, in the beginning, early days, they believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has body and parts like us exactly. And this is their belief in the beginning. Ban ibn Sam'an, Hisham ibn Hakam, Hisham ibn Salim al-Jawali. But after al-Ma'mun, in the Abbas' time, they changed 180 degrees. They became Mu'tazila. They don't believe in any one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes. They said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above his throne. He's not above the people. Allah doesn't talk. You cannot see him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no wisdom, no mercy, no knowledge, no. This, you cannot describe him like that. That he has these such things.